hour of the Good Day Weekend program is on the air. I'm Doug Steffen, host of the Good Day Weekday program, but fortunately on the weekend, I'm able to defer because of the focus of medicine, trying to keep you healthy, all of those good things, to Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's here at your service and on your side, purely informational, purely technical, purely pleasant. Dr. Ken is all the things a good doctor should be, and the good doctor is on call at 888-553-7536. In the last hour, we were talking with a person who had kind of a specific question we didn't have time to really answer. So we need to start sort of at the beginning, Ken, so people who are new in here and hadn't heard what the conversation was about will understand why it is that you're explaining this again.
Sure. There's a very common antibiotic that many of us have taken called a Z-Pak. It's sold as Zithromax or Z-Max. And there was a report back in March of this year, and we actually talked about this on the air, and the caller in the last hour had heard something during the week about Z-Pak causing problems with the heart. What we reported last March when the FDA made all the doctors aware of this was that there seems to be, and fortunately it's not common, but a rare complication with the Z-Pak, and I don't want to get too technical, but there's an interval on your electrocardiogram that we measure called the QT interval, and this is basically the reloading time, if you will. The cells of the heart contract, they spark, they activate, and then they have to reload so they can work the next beat. And this reloading time, this recycling time, doctors call is the QT interval. If it gets, and we can measure it on your electrocardiogram, if it gets prolonged, it can lead to some dangerous rhythm problems. This usually occurs when your blood potassium or magnesium level becomes low, or if you have a remarkably slow heart rate. So for most of us, we don't have to worry about this. But if you're on a diuretic, a water pill, you may have to worry about it. If you've been vomiting a lot or if you have diarrhea, you may have to be concerned about this. But for the rest of us, this should really not be a concern.
All right. So we got that straight, and now we get back to your calls and email to Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com, 888-553-7536. Rome, New York is where Joe is, with a question about something that affects animals more than people. It's interesting that you have this, Joe. Normally, ringworm is something that comes, you get, dogs sometimes get it, but cows get it a lot. I have them on my dairy farm. I have them for a number of years, but it's a problem that, by the way, not to get to the answer to the question before you ask it, but we were talking the last hour about betadine, and that's how I get rid of the ringworm. I don't know, Ken, what your experience is, but anyway, Joe, how much of a problem is this ringworm for you?
Well, about 3 weeks ago, I noticed that I was developing little red spots on my legs that are like the size of a pencil.
How do you know it's not a tick? How do you know it's not a tick bite? Deer tick bite?
I don't.
Okay.
I don't.
That is your first.
But I went to my doctor Friday, and he prescribed a antifungal cream, but I didn't ask him what it was. My wife, who's a nurse, said, "You have ringworm." Mm-hmm. And I said, "Well, where did I pick it up?" And she was accusing me going to a public pool and picking it up there. I had picked up toenail fungus from the place. And I don't know.
Well, Joe, let's talk a little bit about it. You know, Doug was talking about how his animals have it, which it is common animals, but actually animals can even transmit it to humans. And the important thing here is, because everybody's imagining worms, this is not caused by worms. It's a superficial skin infection. It's also known as tinea. It's caused by a fungus. And this is a microscopic organism. It can live off of dead tissues on on your skin, your hair, your nails, much like a mushroom can grow on the bark of a tree. And it has a distinct look to it. It's a red ring of small blisters or a red ring of scaly skin that grows outward as the infection spreads. And the other thing, as Doug talks about, is that it can be confused with other things. Children are especially susceptible to catch ringworm, but it can also affect adults, as you're pointing out. And this does need to be treated with usually topical antifungals. Sometimes in more severe cases, we give oral medication. And did your doctor give you a diagnosis?
I should have asked him. He just prescribed a cream, and of course, you know, I didn't
ask him. Is it getting better?
I haven't picked up the cream. I got to get it today.
Ah, okay.
So I just found out about it from him yesterday.
Okay. So does it seem to be growing out and getting the diameter getting larger?
I would say so. You know, it's the sizing of a little pencil mark, you know, the eraser. But it's not regular, you know, it's circular. It's oblong, maybe.
And is it itchy?
No, not itchy.
Because it usually looks like a circular rash on your skin. It's red, it's inflamed around the edges, and healthy looking in the middle. You can have some slightly raised, expanded rings of red, scaly skin, even on your trunk of your face. It can present as a round, flat patch of itchy skin. And as long as the doctor looked at it, then I would presume that it's ringworm. It sounds like it to me.
There you go.
Do you know where I could have picked it up?
So what you're basically asking is what causes ringworm? And it's from this fungus. It's very contagious. It can spread human to human from direct skin-to-skin contact with an infected person. It can spread animal to human by touching an animal with ringworm. Do you have any pets or any animals? Grooming dogs, petting dogs, or cats, rabbits, goats, pigs, and horses all have ringworm. Have you been to the zoo lately?
We have two cats, and I'm in charge of cleaning the cat litter box.
Well, there you go. That's most likely it.
Yeah.
I would have the vet look at the cats.
Yep.
Okay.
There you
Thank
go.
You.
All right, Joe, thanks. 888-553-7536. Bob's in Old Fort, New York. Old Fort, Old Forge. What's the name of the town, Bob?
It is Old Forge, New York.
All right. What can we do for you, sir?
I have had a problem with the penis for sometime, nearly a year, maybe several months at least. It began feeling as though the end of it or the pee hole would have pain in it, and it's since become much worse. And now I have pains in the rectum as well, mm-hmm. and in the lower bowel. I often get pain that's bad enough that makes me almost double up or grit my teeth.
Bob, are you allergic to doctors?
I have an appointment in a few weeks.
Okay, good.
And I also, even my hips hurt now. I have to walk slow, short
okay.
steps. I used to be a good walker. And
Bob, I'm so glad you're talking to one of us about this. Am I the first doctor that you've mentioned this to?
Yes.
Okay. Because you need to be examined, and you may need to...
I wouldn't let it wait 2 weeks. Why can't you get in before... You should go on Monday to get this checked out. Why are you waiting 2 weeks?
Because that's as soon as I can get in with the appointment at the doctor.
I think I'd be looking for another doctor. Ken, what do you think?
Well, you need to be seen as soon as possible, but, you know, it's...
Yeah, welcome to medicine in America.
Yes.
Well, it's not a laughing matter, really. All those things
I've
are
complaining.
I've
actually waited for nearly a year to get this appointment.
Where the... Why? What are you near? What big city are you near?
Utica, and that's where the doctor is. Well, New Hartford, Utica.
Bob, that's hard to believe that you've tried to see. What kind? You're seeing a urologist, I would imagine.
No, it's a general practitioner.
Why did you wait a year to see a general practitioner?
Well, I kept trying to make appointments, and they said, "Well, he's booked up, and we'll let you know later." And every month or two, I'd call again, and finally, I have got this appointment.
Fortunately, I hope there's more than one general practitioner in Old Forge, New York.
Bob, at the risk of sounding not very sensitive, you're being foolish. This is not something you should be hanging around waiting for somebody to take care of you. You have to take the offensive. It's your body. Defense. Go to, no matter how far a ride, what is it up to Cornell? A couple, 3 hours?
No, well, Cornell's in New York.
Yeah, no, but I'm saying Ithaca.
Cornell University. Yeah, I know where it is.
No, the medical school's in Manhattan.
Oh, is it? I thought it was attached to Cornell.
There's one in Ithaca, New York.
No, are you closer to Albany or Rochester or Syracuse?
No, I'm much further away.
Which big medical center are you near?
Albany is about 100 miles away.
Get in your car and drive there. No fooling around with this. What school should he go to in Albany? Where should he go, Kent?
Well, there's a medical center that's very good in Albany, and I would go and get checked by a urologist as soon as possible.
Not a general practitioner. Call a urologist. Find out the best one in Albany, and you should call him on Monday, if not sooner. All right, Bob, that's the way to handle that. 888-553-7536. So many people are pushed around by the system or intimidated by the system.
Yeah, but that's just denial. That's not the mental health center.
Yeah,
you don't sit for a year with extending symptoms. He has symptoms that have extended beyond the original site. Mm-hmm. And, you know, waiting for a doctor, this is an unbelievable story. And, you know, if it's true, then you just call somebody else. Fortunately, it hasn't gotten that bad here in America yet. You know, there are some countries where it is that bad,
that's part of the
patients not being a great patient. I hate to say it.
PT9 is something he may or may not have a prostate problem. People who have the desire not to have prostate problems take PT9. Ken.
Well, question for you guys. What happens when you don't sleep? You become groggy, snappy, tired, interrupted sleep. It can even contribute to weight gain and lowered immune system. But if you're not sleeping well because of your prostate, then listen up. PT9 is the new prostate formula from Chamonix, and it's revolutionary in every way. Unlike other products on the market, PT9, it contains clinical concentrations of powerful, natural ingredients that help with the prostate and all its annoying symptoms and help you maintain healthy testosterone levels in a natural manner. That's a true home run for your health, and also, you know it, your love life. That means less waking up at night, less running to the nearest men's room all day, better mood, better sleep, and better intimacy.
There's a summer clearance sale going on right now. You can try PT9 risk-free. You get three full bottles extra when you call 800-811-6931. 800-811-6931 for this 90-day money-back guarantee. Call now, PT9 for the prostate, 800-811-6931.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Tees. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now 23 minutes after the hour on this weekend's edition of the Good Day Health Program, the Good Day Weekend Program, Dr. Ken Cone. Where'd that come from? Dr. Ken Conehead. Going back to Saturday Night Live. Wowie, wowie. I mean, did anybody ever tease you? I get my given name is Dudley, and I got teased a lot, but I'm sort of using it more now because I'm feeling at this point in my life I'm much more confident than I was as a kid. Did anybody kid you about your name when you were a kid?
Oh, my last name, of course.
Right, and Conehead could have come out of that.
That one I never heard, but I heard many.
Yeah, all right. We become immune to that stuff, I suppose, as we get older.
I guess the Coneheads came out when we were not so young.
Yeah, well, no, that was in the 70s, I think, wasn't it? And on SNL, I think, if I'm not mistaken, somewhere in that vicinity.
Late 70s, early 80s.
25 after 888-553-7536. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is on the air taking your calls. Here's John in St. Louis with a question for Dr. Ken. John, you're on the air, sir. Hello.
Hello. Good morning to both of you.
Thank you.
Hi, Mr. John.
I found out that I have come down with cancer on my left lung, and they want to put me on a drug that I've never heard of. It's called X-A-L-K-O-R-I. Instead of going on chemo or instead of having the tumor take out, which is 2.5 centimeters, have you ever heard of that drug?
I have. You must be being treated by a doctor who's at the cutting edge, state of the art here, keeps up to date, or is it a big medical center? Is that correct?
No, it's not really a big medical center, but he is a cancer doctor.
Okay, because this is a relatively new prescription medicine. It's used to treat, I would imagine you have the type of cancer that's called non-small cell lung cancer.
That's right.
And it's spread to other parts of the body?
No, it hasn't.
Okay. But I guess it's
on the lung.
I guess it's advanced pretty much in the lung then, if they're thinking of using this.
That could very well be. This is the third time that I've got the cancer on that same lung.
Okay, and well, that's an advanced form.
Chemo, they were going to go with this one.
Okay, well, that's an advanced form. That would further put you in the indication box for this medicine. But also, you have to be proven that it's caused by a defect in a gene that you have that's called ALK, anaplastic lymphoma kinase. And hopefully they've checked you for this gene. I imagine they have.
Yes,
and
I think so. They have, doctor. I'm not sure.
I would imagine they have, and that's the specific indication for it. You're in a challenging situation, and the drug is relatively new. We're hoping that it will benefit you. It hasn't been all figured out yet, and it does have some safety issues. It's not the most benign drug to take. I'm sure the doctor, did the doctor sit down with you and talk to you about all the potential safety issues?
Yes, he has. He told me about the side effects and everything. That's what I was going to ask you as well.
And I guess they're enough to scare anybody.
Yes, you're exactly right. That's why I'm calling you.
Well, and, you know, you're in a difficult position here because it's very risky if you do nothing. I don't know whether they have told you what your prognosis is if you do nothing. I would imagine, unfortunately, John, it's not real optimistic. No one's going to sell you a life insurance policy.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. And so on the one hand, you have to look at the risk of not taking it, and I would imagine that's pretty risky. And excuse me?
Yeah, he said
yes, it is very
okay.
risky. Yeah, because I asked that question. If I did nothing at all, they said, well, it would just spread to the rest of part of your body.
Right. And then you have the risk of taking it, and there are some potential adverse effects of it. It can cause fatigue, a swelling, nausea. It can affect all of the blood cells. If I had this diagnosis and I had the genetic type that you have, I'll tell you what I would do. I would take it because I would know the risk of not taking it far outweighs the risk of taking it. But you have to realize there's no perfect solution here. John, there's no magic wand. I wish there was. And you have to decide which way you want to go. But that's what I would do if I was there. And I wish you best of luck and keep in touch, John.
No shame. 888-553-7536. I'd like to hear that from a doctor. It's not unlike what Rich McFadden on our staff found out when he had the Hodgkin's lymphoma. How'd you like to hear that from a doctor? Oof. It's 29 past the hour. Dr. Ken continues in a matter of moments.
Every summer we go to Canyon Woods. Love getting outside. Love the hiking. Hate the itching and irritation from poison ivy, bug bites, all the things that keep me inside. So I need something strong.
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing is clinically proven with the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available for fast, long-lasting relief of itching and irritation with 7 moisturizers to help heal skin.
I finally have the relief I need.
Hey, Jan, check this out.
On my way.
Cortisone 10. Feel the heal.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
America, pay attention. Don't wait for the next natural disaster or fight for global domination to prepare yourself with Chef 5-Minute Meals. These delicious self-heating home-style meals are 5-year shelf-stable and require no water, no refrigeration, no microwave. Tasty enough for Rachel Ray, tough enough for the apocalypse. Get yours at chef5mm.com or call 888-959-6502. Don't depend on the government. Be ready. Chef, the number 5mm.com.
Introducing the only portable solar generator in the world that uses advanced sun tracking technology. The SunSocket Solar Generator from Aspect Solar, featuring 60-watt rotating solar panels, a built-in 250-watt-hour lightweight lithium iron battery that charges in only 5 hours, multiple output sockets, and more. See it in action at AspectSolar.com or call 877-717-7778. The SunSocket Solar Generator. Stay plugged in.
Upon you and us. And so it's time for Dr. Cannon's health expertise, his advice to you is to call him first so he can get the hankering of your story and then give you some food for thought. 888-553-7536 translates to 888-55. Dr. Ken George is listening in Cocoa Beach, WMEL. George, what's cooking with you?
Well, I've been on statins for many, many years, 20, 25 years, and I had a reaction where I had the muscle pain in my legs, and my primary care doctor has put me on the red rice yeast, 600 milligrams twice a day, and I'm wondering if that's too much or what doctor thinks.
I thought that was a CoQ10 problem, Ken. If you get muscle aches, don't you take CoQ10?
George, let me try.
I take that.
Let me try to untangle this. So you were on statins for how many years?
Oh, maybe 25 years, long time.
It worked
very well.
As Doug mentioned, did you take CoQ10 with them?
Yeah, I take, but I'm only taking about 75 milligrams.
Okay. What I would do is talk to your doctor about perhaps taking 100 to 200 milligrams a day of CoQ10 with the statin. That's one option. The other option, your doctor recommended red yeast rice. I don't recommend that anymore usually because up until about a year or two ago, red yeast rice was very similar to a statin, one of the first statins, Mevacor, and people thought, oh, I'm going to take a natural product, but they were actually taking a statin. About 2 years ago, the FDA put out an order that all red yeast rice produced in America should have nothing that looks like a statin. So I don't even know what's in red yeast rice manufactured in America anymore. There is a product called Cardiol manufactured in Italy that does have it's a statin-like medication as it's red yeast rice that we've talked about on the show before. But if you really need a statin, before I give up on a statin, I want my patient to take 100 milligrams and even maybe up to 200 milligrams of CoQ10 per day. Because as we talked about, the statins decrease the ability of the liver to make CoQ10. CoQ10 helps muscles transform food into energy, and that's why you get stiff muscles when you're on statins for a while like you were.
Okay. All right, CoQ10, make sure you're taking plenty of that, George. I think that's the bottom line here. Let's go to Linda listening in Hannibal, Missouri, next with a question for Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Hi, Linda, what's up?
Well, yesterday afternoon, I developed a very severe dizzy, lightheaded feeling and kind of even had to hold on to stuff to keep from falling down. And a little past history, about 10 years ago, I had a brain tumor removed, and it was right at the base of my skull. And excuse me, they couldn't get all of it, but I had 30 days of radiation. So naturally I'm concerned, could this be growing back, or what do you think might be going on?
Linda, are you on any medication?
Oh, my Lord, yes. I'm on a lot of medication.
Because what you're describing, this dizziness that you're having, does the room actually spin, or you just feel more lightheaded?
No, the dizziness. I mean, when I try to walk, I'm staggering around.
Okay. No, I understand that. But do you actually get the room spinning around you?
Not that I notice, no. Okay. I don't seem to have any vertigo.
Okay, so this is non-vertiginous dizziness, which is caused by a whole group of different things than the spinning kind of dizziness. And that's why
Right. Doctors
differentiate it when patients talk about this initially. So we put you in, so we can figure out where to go. Okay, mm-hmm. So the kind that you have can be due to a lot of things. It could be due to a cardiovascular issue. It could be due to something going on in the brain. It could be due to nothing as more complicated than some volume depletion, dehydration. Gosh, it is hot around the country right now. It can be due to medication. So you need to get, it can be due to anemia. It can be due to a lot of things. So you need to get your nervous system, which includes the brain, evaluated. You need to get your cardiovascular system evaluated. And then you just need to get some general medical issues taken care of. So there's numerous issues here. And, if I had you, the first thing I would do is I would get your blood pressure in a lying position and then sit you up, wait 3 minutes, get your blood pressure in a sitting position, then stand you up and get your blood pressure in a standing position after waiting for 3 minutes and see if it's dropped dramatically more than it should. This is called orthostatic hypotension, which has its long list of causes, which sounds to me like this may be where you're going. And if that wasn't the issue, then I would start looking at, inside the brain, or I would start, then getting a little more complicated with some of the cardiac issues.
Mm-hmm.
This things like this is what keeps me in the office till midnight.
Oh boy. Well, that's too long hours for you, Dr. Kent.
Well, it's just that there's a lot of possibilities. Heart doctors live for figuring these things out. That's why we exist.
All right, Linda. Thank you. 888-553-7536. Email to Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com. One of the things that Ken likes to put together, the connections, there's connectivity, there's tissue here in conversations that we have. Sometimes it's not easy to get the connection, but when it comes to things like premature baldness, your hair is thinning. Sometimes there's a medical attachment to it. Sometimes it's just one of those things like for many years had this little teeny bit in the back of my head that actually comes about as a result of me using improper shampoos. If you use a shampoo that's white and isn't clear, it's probably going to plug up your pores and therefore stop the hair from growing. So that may be one thing. This Provia Natural Hair Thinning Treatment, though, Ken, is a good way to clean out these pores, stop the hair from going down the sink.
Exactly. Let's talk a little bit about Provia. Your million-dollar look cannot be perfect if you're having thinning, weak, and tired hair. Thinning hair could be a result of aging follicles. The new Provia from Chamonix, it strengthens your hair follicles to give you stronger, fuller, more vibrant hair like nothing you've tried before. And it works for both men and women. You've suffered with thinning hair for years. Well, now you can join the thousands who are using this scientific breakthrough from Chamonix and see the amazing results for yourself. Provia Serum is all natural with no side effects and very easy to use. And it's simple, and you'll get compliments everywhere you go or your money back.
All right, so here's what you do to get this wonderful product. Provia is available direct from the manufacturer. You don't have to go to the stores. You get on the line right now and call 800-543-5817. That's 800-543-5817. And when you mention Dr. Ken, you get a free month supply of Provia. You get rush shipping and a surprise gift as well. Provia, the thinning hair away, get it thicker, richer, and coming back in. 800-543-5817. It's a good thing, and if Dr. Ken says it's okay, you know he's studied it. 800-543-5817 for Provia.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Look, kid, never underestimate janitorial products. Paper towels, trash liners, toilet bowl cleaners, mops. These are the things that hold our civilization together. Janitorial products are the foundation of our fragile world. That's why I use Tough Guy products from Grainger. They're effective and affordable. They're 20% off in July, so stock up. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/toughguy or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. Promotion ends July 31st, 2013. Visit grainger.com/toughguy for details.
While it's common to see smartphone pictures snapped everywhere, surprising results of a new survey show people don't feel they have enough family portraits. The survey, conducted online on Skype's behalf by Harris Interactive, show 49%, nearly half, wish they took more family portraits. And 1 in 4 say they haven't taken a portrait in the past few years because most or all of their family live far away. Professional photographer John Klang devised a solution using online techniques to reunite loved ones for portraits.
With technology like Skype, I can assemble family members separated by time and space. This gives them a moment to be together for a family portrait and a memory that will last a lifetime, something unheard of 10 years ago.
Inspiring families to remain close, Skype is asking for stories about how they stay together. The writer of the most compelling story will win a portrait from Klang and a trip to see their loved ones. Visit SkypeStayTogether.com for information, terms, and conditions.
You can grill and save this summer with pork. I'm Risa Jill Miller. According to recent data from the USDA, the Porterhouse pork chop is 70% less expensive than the same beef steak cut. And the New York pork chop is 58% less expensive than the New York beef strip steak. What does that mean? With pork, you can feed a family of four for under $10. Danielle Smith, founder of ExtraordinaryMommy.com.
I pay attention to prices at the meat case, and pork gives me the best savings and versatility. I can swap any pork cut into various recipes and get the same juicy, flavorful meal each time.
Any recipe ideas?
I love grilled New York pork chops with minted strawberry avocado salsa. It's one example of pairing pork with in-season ingredients. It's a perfect dish that's big on taste but isn't big budget.
Visit porkbeinspired.com for more info and new 10 for $10 recipes. I'm Risa Jill Miller.
I'm Doug Steffen. He's Dr. Ken Kronhaus, and we're together on the Good Day Weekend program at 888-553-7536. My son sent me a story from the Atlantic Monthly, which he and his sister read regularly, about vitamins. The headline is "The Vitamin Myth, Why We Think We Need Supplements." Now, you know, Ken, that I take about 30 supplements a day. This article suggests that nutrition experts say that we need to find what we need to put in our body in our normal diets, which is fascinating because if you look at the food quality around now, we all know that unless you really work hard at finding really good quality food, you're not going to be able to find food that has all of the things, the vitamins and the minerals that you need. So I'm always looking askance at these things. And I know that for the past, I think we've talked about this since like 2010, 2011, because there have been a number of studies. One was women who take supplemental multivitamins died at rates higher than those who didn't. And then the Cleveland Clinic found that men who took vitamin E had an increased risk of prostate cancer. There are all kinds of findings. You know as well as I do these sometimes are like beauty, the eyes of the beholder. I remember Linus Pauling and vitamin C and all the stuff that went with that. That seemed to get this whole movement moving, didn't it, Linus Pauling?
Well, he had quite a name recognition as a Nobel laureate,
yeah.
And he gave the whole area some credibility.
Mm-hmm. So the studies that have been done on animals and on people, this has been going on for 40, 50 years. I take it with a grain of salt. Maybe it's because of my habit of taking these various things. Linus Pauling wrote that if somebody took 3,000 milligrams of vitamin C, you'd live 25 years longer, maybe even longer than that. So is it dependent on, because we talk about this, is it dependent on which vitamin is that you're taking? We talk about vitamin D all the time here, how we need that. We have various vitamins and minerals that you have, magnesium and potassium and those sorts of things, selenium. So how do you know what really is the story? And is there some place you can go to that shows you a diet, and if you eat this diet, you don't need to take any supplements?
Well, you know, there's no simple answer to that question. Even Einstein in this article was quoted as saying the whole area is too complicated for him.
Yeah.
And so feel comfortable. I think the big picture is, and you're going to, I know you're, it's predictable what you're going to say, but you have to try to eat the most healthy diet you possibly can. And if you have availability of homegrown, local grown food like what you provide, obviously that's the best thing.
Right.
But not everybody, unfortunately, has the availability of locally grown food by loving care of the local farmers. But you just have to get the best possible food you can with a healthy diet. And then my own feeling is it doesn't hurt in moderation. If you want to take a multivitamin on top of that, fine. If you want to, by the guidance of your doctor with measuring your vitamin D levels, if they're not high enough, then supplement it. But after that, it starts getting a little dicey about how much and what you need, and to treat yourself is a little dicey.
You know my body extraordinarily well. You examine it at least once a year for 8 hours. You look at all of the data. Would you say that I have been, is it my body type? Is it my eating? Is it my lifestyle? What keeps me, is there any credibility to perhaps taking some of the vitamins, some of the supplements that I take to keep me in the shape that I am? You know my blood work. You know all about me.
Well, I think you are very, very concerned about your diet, and I think that's probably the most important thing that has kept you physiologically a lot younger than your chronologic age.
Really? What I eat?
What you eat. That would be number one. And also, you live a healthy lifestyle. You don't smoke. You limit your alcohol. You're at ideal body weight. You get exercise. And you do all the things. You get to do all the lifestyle issues that are healthy.
All right.
And, you know, you're trying to continue your love life into an old age, which is very healthy.
No, that's how you get it. Wasn't there something out this week that suggests?
Absolutely.
As a matter of fact, didn't that? We
talked about it last week.
Yeah, right. The more sex you have, the longer you're going to live.
Love in your life just keeps you young.
Yep. Well, loving actually, never mind just the sex. The sex.
It's the love.
It's the love that makes the sex so much better. If you don't really love the person, at least that's my experience anyway, and I don't think this is too
it's
isn't
absolutely
TMI
true, and we talked about a scientific study confirming what seems
if
obvious.
If you are really into your partner and love, and adore this person, this woman, this man, and then the sex will be over the top. And if you try it with people, I mean, you can have good sex with people that you don't know. That happens from time to time. But if you really want something that works, and this study suggests, I think these people are in their 70s, weren't they? 74,
yes.
76, something
exactly.
like that?
Exactly. We talked
and,
about it last
Yeah,
week.
And it really does, it just makes all the difference in the world. And you sometimes can find it. I've only found it actually once in my life. And I think sometimes people look for it. Sometimes you never find it. But if you have that feeling, then there's nothing.
You also listen to your body. You know, you push it, but you do keep people awake.
I don't get enough sleep. My problem is I don't get enough sleep. Other than that, I think do all the other things hopefully right. So word to the wise is sufficient, so they say. 51 after. More from Dr. Ken coming right up here.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Now 53 minutes after the hour, the Good Day Weekend program with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. I'm Doug Steffen. The Good Day Weekend program promotes the Good Day Health Newsletter, which comes out every weekend, usually on Friday afternoon. If you want to go to drkenshow.com and look around there, see what kind of health and body information you can get. Ken's always into all kinds of things, including the newsletter. You sign up for it just by going to drkenshow.com or coming to Doug Steffen. Stefan.com. Click on Dr. Ken's picture. It's either in the co-host box or the contributors box, and it'll ask you if you want to sign up for our newsletter. Just put your email in, and it'll come to you as a public service. So what are we highlighting this week, Ken?
The latest news, Doug, related to food and your health.
Food, and more food. We were just talking about this, food and supplements and that sort of thing. I'm going to make another stab at an example of how you take care of yourself or those. I want to take care of my children. My son and my daughter both have a reasonable supplement routine. I have put my dog Charlotte, who is 13 years old today, as a matter of fact. Now, an English bulldog doesn't live normally to be much more than 8, 9, 10 years of age. They get fat, they don't get enough exercise, and they die. Charlotte has been on the farm for 10 of her 13 years. That exercise and living here in that circumstance, at least 8 months out of the year, has given her cause to be healthier than most. I've been very careful about what I've fed her over the years. She does have a vitamin and mineral supplement. I see a vet 2 or 3 times a year, both in California and here on the East Coast. I think the fact that she doesn't live in the cold has helped her, because a lot of times dogs, same as people, when you live in circumstances where it's cold, it really doesn't do your bones, your joints much good. So I've avoided the cold weather for pretty much all of since I was 83. I haven't been in a New England winter since 1983. It just is not something that I want to live with, and I'm able to finagle myself around, and Charlotte as well. So she does have some issues that are a result of her getting some arthritis in her legs. So she's on a drug which we supplement, some things that modify what its effect is, and so she can run around the same as she has. She didn't run as fast as she used to, but she has a really healthy heart, Ken, and very healthy lungs. And that's what you need, no matter you're a human being, whether you're a dog, whatever you are. You got to keep your heart strong, and you got to keep your lungs clear. And so, and the
vet said that once you get a dog like this beyond 10 or 11 years of age, whatever diseases they might have had and been susceptible to, they're beyond it. They won't get them. If they haven't gotten them now, they're not going to get them. So you just keep pushing her out. Give her gas and send her on her way. And so that's what I do. She's a wonderful being. She really is and is my constant companion. So if we can get another 13 years out of her, we'll be setting all kinds of records. Actually, we're kind of setting records with her now.
I would bet.
Yeah. Let's talk about something that is important to many people. There, we talk about hair and appearance and that sort of thing. And Ken gets into the medical side of what happens when you're losing your hair, as we were talking about Provia a few minutes ago. Same thing is true with your teeth, your gums, and your smile. If you have yellow teeth, chances are your gums are not healthy. We talked to Dr. Ginniger earlier, who's the fellow that developed power swabs. We learned a number of things, Ken.
Okay, summer's here, Doug, and most of us want to lose a few pounds, but it's not going to happen in 5 minutes. It's impossible. But whitening your teeth in 5 minutes, now that can be done with power swabs. Having white teeth can make you look younger and feel better. It can help you look as much as 13 years younger, according to this recent clinical study. And it's so simple with power swabs teeth whitening system. Power swabs is clinically proven to remove stains from teeth in just 5 minutes a day. Folks, I'm talking coffee stains, smoking stains, wine stains, you name it. And yes, if you have crowns, caps, veneers, or bonding, power swabs can remove stains on these also.
So, if you want a brighter, whiter smile in just 5 minutes, that's the way you get started. Well, actually, to get started, you call this number and get it direct from the folks who have concocted this with Dr. Ginniger, direct from the factory, direct from the processor, 800-867-4089. That's 800-467-4089. Call now. Try it risk-free. You get free shipping when you mention Dr. Ken's name. Say, Dr. Ken Kronhaus told me to call. 800-867-4089. You'll have the smile you've always wanted. Ask them also about some of the other power swab tools in the kit. Ultra white swabs. Stain Out Quick Stick, which treats the teeth. If you're going someplace, an important engagement, maybe you're getting into a date or something, you'll want the Quick Stick to whiten up your teeth. Tooth Gloss Shine, Gum Rejuvenator, all part of the package from Power Swabs. 800-867-4089. As I said, you get free shipping. You mentioned Dr. Ken. 800-867-4089. We never cover all of the stories that we want to, but we've had a good time, gotten a lot of information out, and so for that we thank you. Dr. Ken here on Good Day Weekend.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.